I have. It's a bit scary, isn't it? I've not got enough cannabis in my bloodstream or blood in my cannabis stream. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, yeah, it's okay. I just duck. Right, well, I've written this out really big so that I can easily read it out, and then I can just waffle on for a little bit and then shut up and go and have a smoke.
That's what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, me too, man. Right, it's widely believed that early hominids moved up from Africa to the Middle East, where cannabis grew freely. And these early hominids, they weren't human beings. They were like, I don't know, Neanderthal man or something like that. And it's quite possible that they discovered cannabis just growing widely, you know, wildly, sorry. And just ate it and chilled for a while and settled down instead of rushing all over the place, killing anything they could eat and just grabbing everything and ripping it. Realise that if you just hung around and this stuff grew with you, you could grow with it. And it's quite possible that from that, these early hominids evolved into Homo sapiens. Because, as some of us here know, in our brain we've got receptors that accept cannabinoids, a protein, a cannabinoid-like protein that's produced in our brain to sit on those receptors. Now, if your brain's not producing this cannabinoid properly, the receptors get filled up with other things, you know, diseases, and people start sort of degenerating, and things don't work properly. If you then ingest cannabis, you know, through eating it or smoking it or vaporizing it or whatever, you've then got cannabis coming through your system from the inside. Instead of coming from the outside to sit on the receptors, it goes through your system, pushes all the crap off the receptors so that your natural cannabis machine can fill you up and make you well again. Now, for about 150 years, we've had all sorts of different forms of prohibition. It kind of started off in the land of the free, who, not to be seen as not the land of the free quite so much, they didn't really want all these Mexicans running across the borders and just, you know, being Americans suddenly and having all that crap. So they brought in the marijuana bill. Nobody had ever heard of marijuana, so they all thought, oh yeah, this evil, evil drug. And recently they've been talking about how strong modern cannabis is. Now, I've been smoking cannabis a fucking long time, and I don't get as keen now on skunk as I used to 20 years ago on some of the weed that you got then. Well, in the 1930s, they must have had really powerful skunk, or whatever it was, because the expert, and he was a doctor for the CIA and the FBI and all that mob, said that he smoked... He had two puffs of a marijuana cigarette and he turned into a bat. He's a doctor, so he didn't know what he was talking about. No, he must have known that he was a bat at the time. Anyway, you know, that's all by the by. But modern cannabis isn't any stronger than it used to be, unless you grow crap cannabis. No, that's not the right way around, is it? You know what I mean. Anyway, sometimes changing isn't a good thing. Evolving's great, you know, we all like to evolve and get better and feel smarter and not drag our knuckles on the ground and beat each other up and things like that. Sometimes change is pretty horrible. One of the modern changes is soap bar. Now, you never used to buy soap bar. You used to get Leb and complain about it. And Leb's luscious. Now, soap bar, it doesn't really contain that much cannabis. It's got some hash in it. But hash isn't all cannabis anyway. So when you hear that something's got 7% hash in it, it's probably got about 2% cannabis at some stage. And growing skunk with just things like, what do they call it? I don't know, these horrible plant foods. I don't know what they're called because I don't know anything about them. You get this grow more, that's it. grow plants with grow more and smoke your grow more and enjoy and wonder why you're getting psychotic. You know, it's the same as you smoke boot polish or glue or dog turds, I suppose. No one's actually tested what happens to the human body if you smoke grow more or boot polish. They've tested for cannabis and they've tested for this and that and the other. Well, if I'm anywhere near what I have written down here for the moment. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's the crap I've just said that I don't see anywhere. As individuals, we all come from different backgrounds and we've all arrived here for various reasons. We've all got factors in our lives that cause us to do this or that or not be able to do this or that. If you do something, and it's a good thing that you do, you should be either praised or, you know, you don't need praise, but if you do something that's good, it's quite nice to get a bit of praise for it. But if you don't do something, because for whatever reason you can't do it, there's no reason for your colleagues to say you're crap for this or that or the other, if you haven't been able to do something, you know. We're a growing party and we need to carry on growing. We're not going to grow by Jim hating Harry and telling everyone about Jim being whatever, you know. It's just crap. We don't need that. And that's not what we're here for. We're here to unite, to get cannabis legalised and get a nicer, cleaner world where, you know, I don't know if any of you go to the pub. I don't. I haven't been to the pub in years. I think they're horrible places where it almost would beat each other up. I prefer to save my money, shoot over to Holland, go to a coffee shop, chill out with some friendly people and drink some nice coffee. Yeah, odd, isn't it? Yeah.
That's another couple of minutes, Rocky. Right?
No worries. But they're trying to get me off because, you know, since I became a politician last year, I just can't stop talking.
Doing well.
Tom was talking about how do we get more members. The problems nowadays are greed. People are greedy. You know, they always want something for nothing. I'll give you an example. My wife Cindy was on an environmental course at a local college, and some of the people on the course thought the council should pay them to recycle. Now, hang on, these are environmentalists who think the council should pay them to recycle. They live in a house and pay the council, so why don't you just give themselves some extra money and it'll be sound? Well, that's the problem. People want something for nothing. So I come up with an idea of giving them something for nothing. It's not going to cost, it doesn't cost me anything. I bought some t-shirts, I bought a load of t-shirts from THTC, fairly cheap. And on my computer I printed out some iron on transfers, like I used to get in New Music Express in the 70s and 80s, if anyone can remember. Iron them on a t-shirt, it's got a nice whatever individual design, sell them for 25 quid each, which they sell theirs for that anyway, 25 quid each, with any old logo that they've already got, and no membership to the LCA. Mine are 25 quid, 6 months membership for the LCA, and a designer t-shirt. Now, that gives somebody something for nothing. I don't lose any of it. All my profits go into the Canterbury LCA, and we'll be able to stand in the election and get ripped all the time. Oh, and they made a pen, yeah. I forgot that bit, but you know, that's a woodland there.
Anyway, many
cheers, nice one.
Okay, a nice hand for a little hockey there. Thanks a lot. Thanks.